Monique J, or Let's Be Honest podcast with Monique J. It's been a while since I've done just an actual podcast recording. I am really trying to find a way to incorporate my videos and do them and record them as a podcast when I do them as well, so that it doesn't seem like it's so much additional work and effort that needs to be done. And if you are a person who is working, no matter what you're working on, especially if you're an entrepreneur, you know what it's like to try to make sure that you are doing everything, first of all, that you need to do and everything that you want to do in order to get your message out, and to, while doing so, build your brand. And having my podcast is something that is very, very, very important to me. Sharing a lot of the thoughts that I have, the results of very, very in-depth conversations that I have with others, in hopes that it will help other people be better, do better, as well as just grow into change. So I wanted to just say hello, hello, hello. I am back. I will be back in a minute. Make sure you go and grab your glass of wine or your drink of choice, whatever it may possibly be, and tune in for the Let's Be Honest Show podcast with Monique J, the early morning edition. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Well, I decided to do this episode as I rode along in my car, because I woke up today with the concept of forgiveness on my mind. This is called the Let's Be Honest Show because I work very hard to speak and express my honest opinion, honest views, share my honest experiences, and things that I have went through in life, so that I can hopefully help somebody else. So I wanted to talk about forgiveness today, because if you are anything like me, especially now just celebrating, coming off of celebrating my 50th birthday, you have went through tons and tons of things, situations where you have hurt people, people have hurt you, where, you know, you just kind of been in several and many circumstances and situations where you may have had to forgive someone, be in the position of where you should forgive someone, or you just have chosen not to forgive someone. And I wanted to talk about, honestly, about forgiveness today, and what couple of my experiences and what I have decided to do and what the result is, or what I get from, you know, making the decision that I have made in many circumstances. So, you know, forgiveness. People always say it's easy to forgive, it's easy to forgive, it's easy for the person who has hurt you to ask you to forgive them, but it's not easy to forget. And I'm going to be honest and say that I don't even think it's totally possible to forget when someone does something that hurts you, especially depending on who the person is, how prevalent of a role they played in your life, how you viewed your relationship. And those things really play a big part in the ability, or your ability, to forgive. If it is somebody to me that I have looked at in a way where I consider them basically like family, they're somebody that I would, I have went far and beyond the call of duty for, and they probably have done the same for me at times as well, so I'm not going to say that, but if there's somebody who I really, really feel like I have oftentimes probably put what I desired, what I wanted on the back burner for them in order to benefit them or to help them or be there for them, it's a whole lot easier for me to forget what, you know, if they've ended up doing something or where our relationship went astray just based on something that I feel that they did to me, or just when you look at the relationship after it's over, you really analyze. I'm a Virgo. So if you this your first time listening to my podcast and you didn't know I'm a Virgo, and if you know anything about Virgos, Virgos are very, very analytical. We are meticulous. We are perfectionists. But one of the key things is analytical, which means we love to analyze things and experiences that we have had in life. And so for me, I always say to people, the worst thing that you can do with someone like me is give me the opportunity to analyze the relationship, analyze what we've had over a period of time, if that has went astray. And I say that because when I get to looking back on you know, those circumstances, I kind of always realize, like, man, I was really giving more to this friendship, relationship, than those persons or than that person was. And so I should have been left that situation. But now, since it just happened now, am I going to forget, first of all, what they probably just did to hurt me, or where I feel that I've been hurt? And am I going to now forget all of the things that I have analyzed and looked at over the time that I feel like, you know, reality is you probably, that person probably shouldn't have had residency in my life for as long as they did in the first place? So I don't think I'm going to forget, but can I forgive? To me, forgiveness means no longer allowing that experience with that person to stop you, or person or persons, to stop you from progressing in your life because your mental space is being occupied by somebody and the hurt and the pain that you have from them or the experience with them that they don't deserve. Being able to let go of that, not any longer giving them that space in your head, so much so that they alter how you move, what you do, how you, not gonna say how you think, because I think that any experience you go through is gonna, if you're learning for it, from it, is gonna always affect how you think. And if you're growing, you're going to learn from your mistakes or your bad choices. So I'm not gonna say that, but it shouldn't stop you from doing and becoming a better person because you cannot let go of and forgive the person or the persons for the things that they did to hurt you. Now, everybody's level of maturity and growth is different. And so what I may be easy to say now at 50, I'm not going to lie, I probably wouldn't have said that at 35. Or something like that. But that's why it's called growing up. And that's why I like to, you know, share, because I feel like if people that were older than me, who had had more experiences than me, would have shared things with me a lot earlier than they did, I may have been avoided a lot of the heartache and a lot of the circumstances that I had went through, because I would have been shown a different or better way to deal with my heartache, to choose the people that I allow to be in my life, and to you know, determine and that everybody does not deserve for me to open up the same access in my life that some other people do deserve. So I like to come on and, you know, and I want to share and I want to talk, because I hope that, you know, even if you're my age and nobody has, or older, and you haven't ever really been, you know, shown or taught how to, first of all, love yourself enough to where you're not going to continue to allow people to, you know, hurt you, and you feel like, oh, because of, you know, we've been friends a long time, or we were married, or we have children together, or we're family, or what, all these things that hold you hostage in relationships, you realize that you don't have to be held hostage. You can walk away. You can do what's best for you. And it's not that when you choose to do that, you're holding on to the hurt that a person has caused you. No, it's just that you've chosen to forgive them, but you have not forgotten, so much so that you're going to allow them the same access and space in your life, in your head, in your thoughts. So I say all this to say that if you are in a space with, you know, experiences with people, I just went through something really over the past few years with people, some people who I, you know, felt were very, very close to me and that I had been close with for years, and some people I felt that were very, very close, but we hadn't been close for that long. And it showed me a lot about myself. First of all, the decisions that I make wrong as far as opening myself up so swiftly and so quickly to people. My show is named Let's Be Honest because I'm generally honest. I'm generally an open book. I don't feel anybody is worth me altering who I am for them, especially if it means that I'm not able to be my true, genuine self. But in being my true, genuine self, I have to realize that, you know, I don't alter who I am. I just alter who I am giving myself to, because now that everyone doesn't deserve. And so in those times and in these experiences, you know, I've walked away, you know, not reacting to the persons in the way that they've reacted to me. excuse me. I know a lot of people, in my experience, a lot of these people have tried to, you know, lash out and say hurtful things about me, about my child, about just about me and my life. And I still chose not to react to them in the same way that they reacted to me. And I did that because I know that, first of all, when people feel like whatever, they're intimidated by you, they're envious of you, whatever it is that they are dealing with in their personal heads that's making them want to, you know, do with the most that they can do with their words, with their actions to hurt you, to try to hurt you, that's not about you. That's about them. That's about whatever they are experiencing on the inside, whatever they've been experiencing on the inside with you that they have been covering up, acting like it wasn't there because they were benefiting, or whatever reason they were choosing to stay in your life and in your space when they were harboring all these negative feelings and stuff about you. That is on them. And the reason that they are now trying to lash out and hurt you and say all these hurtful things, that it truly has nothing to do with you. And I realized that it has nothing to really do with me, because all I was being was myself. And if being myself made a person who seemed to act as though they actually liked being in my company, now that, you know, something happened, something went awry, now they decide to, you know, just go off the deep end and say all of these negative, hurtful, harmful things about you, and it could span back from the beginning of time that you guys have even been in relation with one another, you have to say that, you know, thank God. I'm like, thank God that you revealed that I had this person around me that did not belong in my space, because they were storing up for the future words of anger and hate and things that they had for me, because they obviously didn't really like me in the first place, but whatever they were getting from the relationship, they chose to stay in it and be around somebody that they obviously despised for the benefit that they were getting. I can't understand that. I can't, because I don't do that. I'm not around people. My spirit and my energy does not allow me to be around people for long periods of time that I don't really care for and that I don't like and I don't enjoy their energy. I can try for a minute, but I cannot. So I don't understand that. So I'm not going to allow those persons to take me to this ugly place, because the reality of it is, if I spent that much time with them, I didn't feel like they feel about me, about them, because I generally work to be honest and only spend a lot of time with people that I enjoy being in the company of. Now, that being said, I have to decide to forgive them. I have to decide to thank God for showing me whatever he showed me. Thank God for removing them from my life. I will never forget, especially if it ended where they're saying hurtful, harmful, horrible things. I'll never forget that, because it shows me that, first of all, they're able to be around people and think very, very badly of them and never show it. So why would you forget that? So, you know, because if you don't, if you do forget, you may put yourself in that position with them again or potentially someone else. So you don't forget, but you forgive so that you can move forward and do better in your life, because that's what you need and that's what you're expecting. Well, I'm going to end today. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Monique J. Let's Be Honest podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you share. If you think any information that you've heard on here is something that can help others, definitely, definitely share. Visit the Monique J. channel on YouTube, as well as the Weekly Wind Down channel on YouTube. Watch some videos, subscribe, and please share. I will be back soon. And as I always say, remain at peace and not in pieces. And God bless.